Hi, I'm John Tankard.
And I'm Elizabeth Tankard, and we are Carless in OKC.
Cars pollute. They release harmful emissions, including ozone and particulate matter, into the air we breathe, leading to respiratory diseases such as asthma, particularly among children and the elderly.
There are other sectors that contribute to poor air quality, but transportation causes the majority.
The closer that people live to a source of air pollution, say a major highway, the greater the likelihood that they will suffer from some sort of respiratory ailment.
Unfortunately, we can't see air pollution like we might see water pollution or littering, so we often don't think of the impacts that burning fossil fuels can have on a neighborhood, city, region, or even the whole planet.
In the past few decades since the Clean Air Act of 1970, cars and gasoline have become cleaner and more efficient, but the number of drivers and total miles driven has increased such that air quality is not improving to healthy levels.
According to stateoftheair.org, Oklahoma City ties for 20th worst air quality in the country by ozone amounts, with a score of F for the number of days where it is dangerous to breathe the outdoor air. The most recent testing period resulted in 32 days in a year.
As Oklahoma City's population grows and more people drive on our roads, we should consider what steps are appropriate to avoid a public health crisis. We can look at other areas of the country for guidance.
Southern California has some of the worst air quality in the country because of their high population and widespread proclivity toward driving.
Because of this, and the fact that they have been deemed a non-attainment zone by the Environmental Protection Agency, steps have been taken to improve public health outcomes related to exposure to air pollution.
The County of Los Angeles Public Health Department recommends a buffer of at least 500 feet around highways for schools, housing, and other sensitive land uses.
Further out to 1,500 feet from a highway, sensitive land use types are recommended to adhere to mitigation measures to reduce exposure to air pollution. This includes increased air filtration within HVAC systems and the placement of recreation facilities as far from the highway as possible.
Using these distances, we can figure out how many sensitive uses are located within a dangerous distance of Oklahoma City's highways.
More than 50,000 citizens have a home within 500 feet of a major highway, and 8 schools, 7 of which include elementary schools, are in this same danger zone. Remember, this is the area that it's recommended that these uses not be located at all.
If you look at the 1,500 feet buffer, more than 125,000 Oklahoma City citizens live within a dangerous distance of a major highway, and there are 28 schools at risk of the impacts of the highway's immediate air pollution.
Because we are aware of this, we can take steps to prepare for the future to mitigate the risks associated with highway air pollution.
We need to buffer our highways with vegetation that can capture the air pollution before it gets to the city's sensitive land uses.
We also should find ways to incentivize people to improve their HVAC systems to filter out the harmful chemical and particulate agents that may enter their homes.
Nobody driving a car intends to have a negative impact on anyone else's life, so if we can take steps to reduce those potential impacts today, we can ensure a healthier tomorrow. Thanks for listening. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm John. What does it take to live without a car in OKC? We're trying to find out. You can follow all of our adventures at carlessinokc.blogspot.com.